Good.
How you been feeling?
Great. I feel really good. You know, it's nice to be back here in Kansas City, and you know, at the end of the day, get to go home to my family. You know, but I do feel great. Body feels great. I feel like I had a really productive camp. Got my confidence back. You know, I know I can go out there and play. So I'm excited.
Like Derek Johnson was saying, he thought for this preseason he really needed to play just to get back into the game action. Do you feel that way too, or are you ready to go now?
I'm ready to go now, but yeah, no question. I mean, the reps have definitely been necessary. You know, because we've been out for so long, and I think it's kind of, you get in your mind, man, I wonder if I can still do this. So these first two games were huge for me, confidence-wise, to get out there and know, okay, I can still play at this level.
Is it too long or too short when it comes to preseason? You've been in the league for a while.
Yeah, it's funny, because I think you talk to some of the younger guys, they might think it's too long, but when I think about how it was in 2007, 2008, when we were doing two-a-days for 6 weeks, I mean, I feel great right now. If you would have seen me in 2007, you know, it was a lot different. So, you know, you're always balancing with the injuries and things like that. You're always, you know, you got to be quality, you know, careful with that stuff. But Coach Reed and Rick and those guys do a great job, you know, keeping us healthy and keeping us ready.
Mike, do you feel like when you were trying to, early in your career, you were trying to make the team, do you feel like you would have made it if you hadn't had four preseason games, if there were just a couple and the coaches didn't have all that evaluation time? I think maybe you would.
No, I wouldn't have made it. No, if I didn't have, I mean, I got there, I don't remember, I think it was in April, and we went home for 9 days in the summer. I mean, OTAs were 12-hour days. It was just, yeah, right. I mean, you had two practices a day in training camp, 6 weeks, you know, and had all those reps in the preseason. I mean, that was the reason why I made the team. If I didn't have that, those opportunities, I wouldn't have made it. I wasn't good.
When you see, just like yesterday, Jordan Nelson, that looks like a day match of the year, Marquise Pouncey, Fibula. Is that just football?
Yeah, and I feel bad for him because I was right in that same spot about the same time last year. So it's tough, especially you think about it, it's a preseason game, and you're like, man, you know. But that's the game. I mean, and they weren't. Oh, well, I saw Pouncey's injury, but that looked rough, but Jordy just came down on it wrong. I mean, that's just football.
When it comes to that, those injuries, yeah. Obviously there's a national debate going on right now about is preseason too long or short. Would you say as a football player that's more on the media side, or do the players also feel the same way?
I think that's a good question. I think, you know, there are going to be different opinions. I think everybody, you know, maybe you talk to some of the, again, you talk to some of the older guys, and they know what it was like before. But at the same time, I mean, you just get to this time of the year, you're ready for the regular season to start. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's that, you know, oh, you're worried about injury or this or that, but, you know, it's been 3 weeks of camp. But, all right, let's get the real stuff going. I mean, I think that's more along the lines of where guys have to.
Mike, has there been a moment for you here in the last two preseason games where you did something and you thought, okay, I'm back, I feel 100% again, I can do what I did before?
Each stage has kind of been a marker for me. So coming out during, you know, just the running and lifting back in the off season, and I was worried, you know, how am I going to, you know, stand up to the other guys? Am I going to be a step behind? And then OTAs, and then training camp. Okay, now I put the pads on. And each time I've kind of met the goals that I've set out to accomplish, and felt good, and it's really built my confidence to know, okay, I'm ready to go.